By the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together on this Monday, October 13th, 2014. In the studio with me are two special guests, the Reverend William Kofa. He's the pastor at the First Baptist Church of the oldest Congo town of Monrovia, Libya, and that's in Africa. And also our very own and local Dean Ekberg, who's the director of Jonah Water Ministries. Before I say more, let me read from Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 27. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Well, as typically is my practice, when I have special guests in the studio, we pray up our time together. We kind of talk through some of the program, some of the God-honoring stories that will be shared or spoken about. But generally, it's a time just to get to know each other. And so I've delighted in our last, 20 or 30 minutes. We've walked the nature trail. I've done the Beamer doggy tricks. And so we're all settled in. You have your glasses of water filled up. And I'm enjoying just learning a little more about Africa, specifically Liberia, Monrovia, Liberia, and some of your faith journey, William, Reverend William Kofa, who's in visiting. You left your country about 2 months ago,
yeah.
And so I know you're anxiously looking forward to being back with your wife and four children and returning to the ministry work at the First Baptist Church in oldest Congo town, Monrovia, West Africa. So thank you for joining me on today's edition of Mark and Friends. And Dean Ekberg is also joining us, and a friend to Reverend William Kofa from some years ago, as you've been a missionary and serving in Africa with various water projects. And Dean, you're the director of Jonah Water Ministries that serves, I think, not only Africa, but you've done some other water drilling in other parts of the world. And so I've had you on the morning edition of Mark and Friends a couple other times, but I'm going to have you introduce William to our radio listening family. Have you share a little background on how you met and why you were excited recently to have him come and stay with you, and then we're going to have William share some of his faith journey, some of the unique ministry work he's doing at the First Baptist Church there in oldest Congo town in West Africa, and then some of the things that our radio listeners can be praying up and being involved in. So how about introducing your friend to our Great News Radio listeners?
You bet, Mark, you bet. I met William Kofa, in Liberia. I was working with Southern Baptists doing water well drilling and church planting, and met William there in the western part of Liberia, in actually Cape Mount County. And I was doing water well drilling, and William was working with me hand in hand for a couple years, actually back in 1988 and 1989. So it was quite a number of years ago.
Now, when you say working hand in hand, was he an evangelist pastor? And I'm sure this will come out in some of his testimony, but what was your affiliation like? Was he holding the wrenches as you're working on trying to get this water out of the ground? What was going on?
I think occasionally he did, but basically William's thing was to do the evangelism, be in charge of the evangelism and church planting in the areas where we were drilling wells. And he was working with the National Baptist Convention, the Liberian Baptist Convention, working hand in hand with me on combining the, I guess you'd say, the physical water and the spiritual water. You know.
Now, I'm thinking
ministry.
Back in 1988, so this has been an ongoing friendship for many years.
Many years, yeah.
And so this Reverend William Kofa has been serving the Lord, I guess, in various ways for a lot of years.
Right, right. And he, after we worked together up until the Civil War in Liberia, and then I had to leave, I had to evacuate. And, of course, William stayed there. We were both single at the time. So that's where I met and worked with William. And since he's been a pastor at First Baptist Oldest Congo Town in Liberia, in Monrovia.
So you're introducing a good friend, a ministry partner, a pastor, a reverend. William, I guess, as we were talking off air just minutes ago, and I was learning, I didn't know Dean had this long-term relationship with you, because I knew you were staying in his home for a few days. You've spoken at various churches around the country, I believe. So you've been here for 2 months, right?
Yes, 2 months.
And I know you're looking forward to returning home, but tell us why you're here.
I would like to say a big thank you to you, Mike, for inviting you to your radio program. My reason for coming is to have some cultural experience in Christianity that will help me to better preach and teach the Word of God.
Is this one of your first times in the United States?
This is my first time in the United States.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I know you recently turned 50. When was your birthday, your 50th?
May 20th.
May. Oh, congratulations, yeah. You know, Dean. We were all talking about we're middle-aged men or whatever, we're old-timers.
Your birthday is May 23rd?
May 20th.
May 20th. Oh, yeah. Isaac's birthday is May 23rd. Sorry.
Well, happy 50th. And so you've, in your 2 months here, you've been able to not only rub shoulders with other pastors and ministry leaders, but have you gotten some training or some people have come alongside you and poured into you during this past few months?
Some training, but I participated in some Bible study with the Reformed Church at Grand Rapids, Michigan, and also the Community Church in Minnesota, where Reverend Tapler, Francis Tapler, is a pastor. Mm-hmm. I conducted some training there, mainly in the area of fasting and praying, you know, for 1 week, and then I also ministered there last Sunday.
Wow, I'm just imagining the culture shock if this is your first time to America and obviously leaving Liberia and growing up through the Civil War. You mentioned, Dean, when you had to be evacuated or you left, and you know, so many times the ministry work goes on, but it goes on through the locals, the nationals, the people that are still there. And so you've seen a lot of things in these past 20, 30 years serving the Lord. And so I want to have you take us through some of your faith journey, but tell us a little about your country and maybe even some of the contrast of the things you're experiencing these past 2 months in the United States, because I bet you might be a little bit overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Understatement.
Yeah. So tell us a little of the culture shock. Maybe start with the culture shock.
One of the things that I experienced why I'm here is that here in America, the churches, you can wear anything and go to church as compared to my country, Liberia. I mean, people want you to be dressed in kosus and so forth, but you can wear anything and go to church and serve God. The second thing is that the people here give freely, you know, the tithes and the offering as compared to Liberia with some of the churches. See people involved and, you know, they sacrifice their time, energy. Even back home, people do that too also. So that's some of the things I learned. And the other thing I want to talk about is that the materials are here. Biblical literature, easy to get them than over there because we don't have printing press. So that's one of the difficult things we have there. You don't have the kind of materials. You got to get some leadership materials, discipleship materials, you know, from here to take over there. Or you just use your own experience through the Bible and take some topics and just teach your people. Basically here, I mean, in America, the people have almost everything that they needed. So it makes the work a little bit, you know, easier as compared to back home.
I'm glad you answered kind of the spiritual side of the needs. Here I was thinking all the choices of food and the ease of transportation.
Yeah. I mean,
going to the grocery store. I'm
talking about the, you know, spiritual side with the church issue. But here too, they got a lot of food, the transportation, the roads and so forth as compared to, you know, back in, like in Monrovia, we have one major road that leads to the city. So every morning, you know, the place is crowded. You got to get up 5 o'clock to get, you know. Yeah. Capital Monrovia.
And probably so, drinking water, the ease of air conditioning.
The lighting, current, electricity. We don't have much, running water. We don't have that much. Most of the homes in Liberia don't have that, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, take us through a little of your faith journey, growing up, what you're experiencing, even just for our listeners that have never been to Africa. I've never personally been there. Describe some of the surroundings, the terrain, the foods. Just give us kind of a thumbnail sketch on what it is to be a young boy growing up.
I grew in an African traditional area.
Okay. So walk us through what it was like growing up and the influence your parents had on you and your faith journey.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Mark. When I was coming up, my father, he got his education from Ghana and went back to Liberia. Hmm. My mother is not educated. She's illiterate. Okay.
And it was the first time I learned that you grew up knowing English. I mean, they teach English in Liberia. That was kind of the primary language.
I would have never guessed that. That's the official language in Liberia.
Okay.
Even though we have little dialects, every travel group have that, but that's the official language in Liberia, English. So, when I was growing up, my father and I were very close. He said to me most of the time when I was coming up, even though I had a desire of knowing God, I would say to him that I want to go to church, and he used to say, because he was in the interior part of Maryland County at the time, And then he would say to me, look, I'm Anglican. I don't want you to go to the people church. That's illiterate church, And then when I was in my teens, he passed. And then I felt that my life was hopeless because he was the only one that I was looking up to at the time. And, he did not introduce me to Jesus Christ, even though I had a desire of knowing Jesus at the time. He passed, and, I almost gave up. But I had a big brother who was in the city, Harper City in Maryland County, and I went to stay with him. There where I went to elementary school, and then I went up to junior high, and I graduated. But before I graduated, I had the same desire. And I met a Southern Baptist missionary assigned in Harper, Maryland County in Liberia by the name of Jack Mountain. He's in North Carolina by now. He's very old. He introduced me to Christ. He gave me a track, and on that track was a question, are you born again? And I read that track, and though I couldn't understand it, but I felt something within. So I decided to go back, to the church. They had some program, Bible study time, TEE, theological education by extension at the time. So I visited the church and he had a program. And I began to ask him, I can't understand, what do you mean? And he decided to explain to me, what is meant, to be born again. That is, ask Jesus Christ, you gotta give your life to Jesus, you gotta surrender to Christ, ask Him to forgive you of your sins. And from there, and then I decided that, without Christ, I was lost, and I decided to give my Christ to Him through faith.
Giving your life to Christ?
Yeah, through faith, and how, Jesus Christ, came into my life, and how I became Christian. So after my high school education, because of financial constraint, my brother didn't have enough funding to send me to college. And I was involved in the activities of the church and Sunday school, evangelism, and the teaching aspect. So I waited for a complete year, working along with the church and working along with the missionary, doing some, some work, earn some money to support myself. So after 1 year, I received a call to go to the seminary, the Liberia Baptist Theological Seminary in Monrovia, the capital city of Liberia. After 2 years of study, I received a call. I sensed a calling upon my life to go to Grand Cayman County to serve as the county field evangelist with the Liberia Baptist Missionary and Educational Convention in collaboration with the First Baptist Church of Odias Conco Town, Monrovia, Liberia. You know, to one of our western counties, Grand Cayman County, specifically in Tiwa District, Grand Cayman County, where Dean, you know, who was assigned with the Southern Baptist Missionary at the time, working. So when I went, I came in, it was like a partnership with the Southern Baptist Missionary, the Southern Baptist Convention in Liberia, and the Liberia Baptist Missionary Educational Convention, a partnership. And I was, you know, assigned as a county field evangelist by the Liberia Baptist and Missionary Educational Convention in conjunction with the First Baptist Church, Odias Conco Town, Monrovia. So Dean and myself were working as partners. But specifically, he was involved in meeting human needs, you know, he was doing human needs ministry, meeting the needs of the people in Grand Cayman County, drilling wells, you know, building roads, and, you know, and evangelizing along with me and providing food. And I was mainly responsible for evangelism and church planting, but we were coordinating, you know. In that area, Grand Cayman County is a most Muslim-dominated, you know, area. So it was a little bit difficult. You cannot evangelize and penetrate without meeting the physical needs of the people. And that's why, you know, gave the kind of support that we needed in that area, what they were involving in. So people, you know, the most especially young people now started coming to the Lord. But guess what, Mike? One of the imams and the parliament chief and some of the elderly people, whenever we had a big program, we invited, and they came to the program. One of them used to say, "Dean, Reverend Kofa, before I die, I will become a Christian." Yes, you know, bad doctor, you know. So, and in that area, Grand Cayman County, the people expected more from us, like food, you know, clothing, and so we used to go down Monrovia to buy some food and rice. Gave the rice and share with them. And one of the things he did with the human needs ministry, we had rice production, swarm rice production. So some of the guys that came to the church and some of the guys, you know, who were Muslims that needed some help, they were involved in a swarm rice production. And at the end of every month, they were gaining some, you know, funds.
Yeah, some compensation for their work.
Yeah, compensation to help support the media needs. And as a result of combining both the physical and the spiritual aspect of the church, some of the guys who came from a Muslim background gave their lives to Jesus Christ. And some of them, in fact, became leaders. In fact, right now, one of them is the pastor now. He came from First Baptist Church, and after, you know, graduation from the seminary, he went back to Grand Cayman County, Tiwa District. You know, his name is Reverend Vannie Fremont, and I am working along with him. Our church is working along with him to make sure that the ministry that was started by us, Dean, myself, and Southern Baptist Mission in Liberia, and the Liberia Baptist Missionary and Educational Convention continue. Yeah.
In case you just tuned in the studio with me is Dean Ekberg and also the Reverend William Kofa. He's the senior pastor at the First Baptist Church in Oldest Congo Town in West Africa, Liberia, and Monrovia is
Monrovia.
Like the province or the...
Monrovia is the capital.
Is the capital. Okay, trying to always figure that out. And we're going to continue this discussion and have you back for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And Dean, I'm going to give you the last word because you've kind of watched the progression of God calling William years ago into the ministry and have worked hand in hand. And so I'd like you to share a little about Jonah Water Ministries and how people can call the Community Evangelical Free Church in Muhammad if they want to get connected or donate some medical supplies or financially help fund, because I know William will be returning soon, and I think you're going to be heading down there in the coming months. So in our closing couple minutes, how can our Great News Radio listeners get involved?
Sure. Thanks, Mark. If people want to help out with this whole Ebola crisis in Liberia and all the problems, if they want to contribute medical supplies or just bring funds to help out with the relief effort.
And maybe define some of those medical supplies, because sure. It's something as simple as like straws and gloves and those masks, those things you put over your mouths.
Right. Yeah, medical, one of the biggest needs is like gloves. And the gowns, the hand sanitizer, the masks and the protective gowns and straws. Those are some of the things that are desperately needed. But one of the other things that has been kind of left out is, and William kind of mentioned this, is if people have any Bible, any books or DVDs or, Christian tapes and literature and stuff, if they can bring that as well, that would really be helpful.
Yeah, I think Jason mentioned on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends recently that even the old VHSs can be utilized. I mean, so many of us have closets full or they're boxed up, and we don't want to just throw them away because, they were valuable, but a lot of great Christian material. And so if you have that, would you recommend that they contact the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet?
Yeah. Contact the church, Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, and it's toward, Jonah Water Ministries, whether they're bringing supplies in to go over or just funds if they want to contribute to the relief work. Or the ministry over there, they can put it to the attention of Jonah Water Ministries over at the church. That'd be great.
And if you need more information or want to call and talk with Dean or Pastor Jason about this Jonah Water Ministries, and I think you'll be taking some of these supplies down in a month or so.
Right. I'll be taking some stuff. I'll be taking supplies that are collected down to Nashville, and I've been working in Africa with the water stuff with Healing Hands, who's headquartered in Nashville. And so I'll bring, when we get these things together that come into the church, I'll bring them down to Nashville.
Okay, so if you need more information, you can call the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet at 217-586-5165. That's 217-586-5165. And we'll have you back on tomorrow, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, to share a little more of your faith journey, Reverend William, and some of the unique prayer needs for your family and the ministry work that you're doing. And I noticed as you started off, you were a little tentative, maybe a little nervous. And once we got you preaching a little, you got fired up sharing, and I think more natural. So we'll start you sharing a little testimony, maybe some of your favorite scripture and how you've seen God at work in this unique ministry, not only at the First Baptist Church there in Oldest Congo Town, but the other ministry outreach work as you get to evangelize and work side by side with Dean and other preachers and pastors and evangelists. So thanks for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.